The Dayton Playhouse has announced its 2025-26 season. I'm Larica Russell with Arts Focus, and here's Tina McPherson, one of the Dayton Playhouse board members.
We are going to start. We've already had auditions for the Addams Family. Over 90 people came to audition. It was an amazing amount of talent, directed by Don Ross Smith, and that is going to open up our season September 5th, and that will run for 3 weeks. And after that, we are doing the comedy classic, Noises Off. That will be directed by Allison Jacob, and the show begins on November 7th. And last year, we did a season extra around the holidays called the Holly Jolly Variety Show. And Brandon Shockney, one of our volunteers and board members, thought this idea up, and it was so successful that we're going to do it again this year. And that's going to be December 13th. It's a one-night performance by lots of local arts organizations and artists. It was great fun last year, so we're really looking forward to it this year. And then in January, directed by Shauna Camacho, we're going to be doing Jesus Christ Superstar, which has not been done around here for a while. That's going to open up January 16th. In March 13th, we open up The Glass Menagerie, directed by Matt Meyer, another classic by Tennessee Williams. And then we're going to end with The Full Monty, directed by Tim Rees-Ash. Adults only. Yeah, it's time to take it all off. So that will open May 15th. Another great season. We've been doing this since 1959.
Who all decides on the season each year for the Dayton Playhouse?
Well, believe it or not, I am the board vice chair. So one of my job duties is to head the artistic committee. And we put together a group of about 7 to 9 people. People can send in suggestions for shows they would like to see or shows that they would like to direct. And we put those all together on a large Excel sheet. And then as a group, we sit down and start reading and looking at if others have done it recently, how often, when was the last time we did it. We even get down and dirty and go, okay, how many men and how many women are in this season? And usually what we always do is we do 3 musicals, 2 straight shows for the most part. Sometimes we do a special. We're kind of looking at something this year. We don't know yet. But we bookend our season with 2 large musicals and then usually just a bit of a smaller musical in the middle. And 2 straight plays, usually a comedy or a mystery or a drama.
I love that balance, 2 big productions, and then one of my favorites, the very intimate Glass Menagerie in the middle.
Right. And, you know, not everybody's a singer and a dancer. That's another thing we look at for musicals.
I'm neither of those things.
That's okay. So. That's all right. You are a great audience member. See, that's why we do it. So lots of times people will, you know, when we try to put the season together, we say, okay, this is a really song-heavy musical. So we try to look for another musical that maybe has a little bit more dancing so that we give everybody who's volunteering at the Playhouse an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And some people are actors only, no musicals. So that's why we're pretty happy that we're able to give them lots of different shows.
And you have the most beautiful location at the Wagerson Center. How long has the Dayton Playhouse been there?
1987. Mm. I remember the first show. I think the very first show was Little Shop of Horrors and Kevin Moore from the Human Race Theater Company.
And Charles Wendelken Wilson was the plant.
That's right. I think that was one of the first shows I saw there. The other one was Night of the Iguana, but I can't remember. I think Little Shop opened the season. But yes, 1987, so we've been there for some time. We've been really blessed with so many wonderful volunteers. We have lots of new people on our board this year. We've been re-energized. We have a new board chair, Sean Mayo. We have 17 people on our board, and they are ready to work. They are worker bees. It's just been a blessing that we have been able to stay in the north side of Dayton as long as we have. So we're thrilled for our next season.
You can get more information about the 2025-26 season of the Dayton Playhouse by visiting daytonplayhouse.org. I'm Larica Russell. Arts Focus is a production of listener-supported Discover Classical.